I hate storage bins.
Welcome to Grumble Goat. I'm Veronique Hurley. This is a show about all the small things that drive Matt insane. This week, it's my grumble. Let's grumble.
What are you doing? Why would you put your stuff in a storage facility? What comes over you that you're like, I have so much stuff? Okay, you know what? Let's set the scene. You're moving, right? And you have a lot of stuff. You have years of accumulation. You have family heirlooms. You have photographs. You have precious memories. And you're like, I cannot let go of this. I can't let go of it. I can't let go of it. I have to save it. I have to save it forever. So what do? Oh my God. You have a brilliant idea. You have the best idea that you think is amazing. We'll put it in storage. That's a great idea. Wrong. No. Stop. If these items are so memorable for you, if you can't let go of them, why would you put them in a storage locker where they don't see the light of day? They just die, and they can't even die because they're inanimate objects that just sit there. And you think, well, when my kids get old enough, they may want this. But then you have to find room in your living place to have those objects. There is no reason why things need to be put into a storage facility for 15 years. Now, you may say, whoa, she's really passionate about this. And I am. I am passionate about it. Do you know why? Because my family has put our items in a storage facility. And recently, we had to extract it because guess what? It's 15 years later. And it was like a treasure trove. I went in there and I found my childhood items. And then what was worse is I saw the decay. I saw that these items were left there just to rot. And guess what? They did rot. And then there's water dripping all of your beautiful vintage clothing. And then it's ruined. It's ruined because you neglected it. It's depressing. Save your money. Buy a car, buy something else, but don't buy a storage locker unless you're going to rent it out to people and then make a lot of money. And that's my advice for this week. I hate storage bins, and that's the grumble.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
What?
Grumble, 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 grumble. What's got your goat?
For the latter half of the show, we'll bring in my lesser half, Matt, for a pretentious look and a segment we call
What's Got Your Goat?
What are we talking about today, Veronique?
Well, let me roll up my sleeves.
Okay, yeah, very important.
Thank you.
Let's get into the nitty gritty.
Yeah, we are getting down and dirty today. Yeah,
let's get dirty.
Yeah, down and dirty. Okay, well, I have some questions to ask you.
You have questions?
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on? Is this an interview?
I'm interviewing you.
Okay.
But it's hard to tell right now who's interviewing who.
That's a good point.
Okay. How do you feel about tchotchkes?
Oh, wow. This is where you want to start, huh?
Yeah, we're starting here.
All right. Well, then I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
What's a tchotchke?
A tchotchke.
I've heard this word before. I don't know. Oh, you mean like...
This goat is a little tchotchke.
A little figurine.
A little figurine.
How do I feel like, about little figurines?
Little memorabilia, like the little glass unicorns and things like that.
Yeah. Or those the porcelain ones that are like the little kids that with the dog chasing them or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, those like classic things in every grandparent when we were kids would have all those things around.
Yeah, precious moments.
Precious moments.
I don't know, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, they all think that those are like collector's items.
Yeah.
Nobody wants those. But like, what do you like?
I mean, do you know they're in antique stores?
Sure.
You can keep, keep collecting those.
They're in antique stores for them.
For them.
Like our generation. We're not like looking for, I can't wait till I have a shelf full of tchotchkes. Is that what you call them?
Yeah, tchotchkes.
Where does this word come from?
Well, that's the thing. So we have an apartment full of tchotchkes.
I like my little figurines.
I can expand that camera of yours and you would see a whole bunch of tchotchkes and little items that attach memories to them.
Yeah, I like my little memorabilia. I don't call them. I'm a little perturbed about this tchotchkes. Is that okay to say?
Like, I don't know what tchotchke
means. It feels like a weird word to use.
I have no idea what tchotchke means.
Okay.
It's just I've heard it and like that's what I think of. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
Tchotchkes.
Okay. Tchotchkes.
There's nowhere you can turn in this studio and not see tchotchkes all over the walls and surfaces.
My point is we attach memories to objects.
Sure.
So when we do our little spring cleaning, right, a little Marie Kondo, if you will.
We're a little past due for a little Marie Kondoing right now. We need some spring cleaning.
We need to do a little spring cleaning.
Yeah, we do.
So we still have one closet that we need to go through.
Well, now we're back to having to go through all the closets again because it takes so long to get through the cycle.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. But my point is about spring cleaning, when we spring clean, we're usually spring cleaning in the apartment.
Uh-huh.
We don't spring clean outside the apartment, do we?
Well, nature does that.
Yeah, well,
right. With the rain and the blooming and all that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But all of our stuff, all of our tchotchkes, all of our personal items, they're in this apartment.
Would you like them to be outside?
No.
Oh, okay.
But they're not in a different place. We didn't drive it to a facility and then we unlock the door and we open it up and it sounds a lot like
right.
As we open the door and then we put all of our stuff in a smaller box.
What you're describing is a storage locker.
Oh, this sounds like a storage locker.
Sounds like you're describing a storage locker.
I think that sounds like a storage locker.
We've dealt with some storage lockers lately.
I think we've dealt with a lot of storage lockers lately. Okay. Now, is there a world that you could ever imagine that we would put all of our stuff in a storage bin?
What? Storage lockers are a waste of money.
Everyone's losing money.
It's an enormous waste of money.
Except the people that own the storage lockers, the land.
But like, if you have too much stuff to fit in your apartment, it's time to get rid of stuff.
You have to get rid of the things.
Right. Just get rid of the stuff. I'm sorry that you don't have the storage for a baby grand piano, but like maybe it's time to sell it or
learn how to play it. tune it.
Okay.
Well, don't just say, oh, I think my granddaughter may learn to play the piano and then this would be a nice piano for my granddaughter to learn.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, 30 years of a baby grand piano in a storage locker is going to lead to an out of tune, rotting, decaying mess. If nobody's using it or tuning it or playing it, it's not a keepsake. It's a rotting hunk of wood.
Okay.
There are two storage locker facilities down the street from us.
Yes.
I can throw a stone and hit a storage locker facility.
There's so many of them.
Why?
Because actually, it's a brilliant business plan.
Yeah, it's great. I got a bunch of space.
Why don't you put your stuff on it? Because people are stupid, emotional beings. We can't let go of things. We get in our own way. But you have to put your big person pants on, okay? And you need to face your stuff.
I mean, what people think is they put a storage locker and they're like, oh, I'll put the Christmas decorations in here. And that way next year, I'll just go to the storage locker and get them.
Yeah.
But you know what? A storage locker, let's say a storage locker costs $100 a month.
That's right.
Right?
Let's do the math.
$100 a month, right?
Let's do the math.
That means in order to store your Christmas decorations for 1 year, you spent $1,200 to store your Christmas stuff. Just buy new stuff. Just buy new Christmas decorations.
If you have the money to pay someone $100
every month,
you could donate those Christmas decorations every year to people that don't have as much money as you do and buy all new Christmas decorations.
Yeah, you're spending a ton of money just to hold it.
The entire year. You could get a whole wardrobe.
Yeah, that's a lot of money just to push pause on the things you own. I'm going to pretend I don't have all this stuff. And I'm going to pay $100 a month to pretend I don't have all this stuff.
So what's the point of pretending like you don't have the stuff?
Yeah.
You're right. It's like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with this. I'm just going to put it in storage. I'm going to pay for it.
But it's because you still own it.
But you still own it.
The thing is, so there was a study done.
I love
that. There was this value experiment where they gave out like basically worthless things.
Okay.
There were, let's say, coffee mugs and erasers.
Sure.
And so like some of the class got some coffee mugs. Everybody else got erasers.
Okay.
And then the people with the coffee mugs, no matter how many erasers you offered them, they would not trade the coffee mug because they already owned the coffee mug. So before anybody had anything, they all looked at this stuff as worthless junk.
Right.
But then once it was given to everybody, they overvalued how much it was worth because they owned it.
Right.
Not because it has any more value than it did a moment ago.
Right.
And so that's the way people feel about things. Like they don't want to give up stuff because they're like, oh. And so they would rather pay 10 times its value to a guy guy that has a shed than to just give it up and buy a different one when it comes time to needing one.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't want to donate it. They don't want to give it up to Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
Just recently, we went to Move Your Mother, and we had to go to not one storage locker.
Not one.
We went to five different storage lockers.
Five. Yeah, we went to five, right? Yeah, one.
She had the one. Uncle Larry had the two, and they had the other two. We went to five different storage lockers. And we had to go to Uncle Larry's storage lockers because he wanted to donate, I'm using air quotes here, he wanted to donate some of the old furniture in his storage locker that he no longer valued.
Yeah.
Like, he was basically getting rid of junk in his storage locker.
Right.
Using us to, like, move it on. And now it was a gift to your brother.
Yes, and that's the thing. And you use the word junk, right? But the things that he had, they were useful to Quinn in this move. So it was great. It's like, but that is a good thing, right?
Right, but he treated it like a gift. Like,
oh,
he was giving
stuff,
as opposed to what he was actually doing, which was cleaning out his storage locker by use of letting us take it.
Well,
and what's the first thing your mother said when she saw that dress? She was like, oh, I can't believe you brought that junk.
Yeah. Oh, he was offloading his junk.
Why not? Five storage lockers. And we emptied one of the storage lockers out. We brought some of the stuff back to the apartment.
Yeah.
And your aunt is like, I've never seen some of this stuff in my life.
Oh, I know.
I don't know who's this stuff.
Well,
is.
That's the thing, is you forget what you have. I, in a previous life, have gone through my mom's storage bin that was in Maryland.
Uh-huh.
That was there, I think, for like 20 years. Yeah. So that was round one.
And your mother doesn't live in Maryland.
Well, not anymore, because they moved. And instead of bringing these items with them and renting a truck and doing the thing, they were like, oh, actually, I'm just going to put this in storage and leave it in a different state.
I'll just continue paying rent just to leave my stuff here. You're moving. Now is the time you have the truck. Now is the time to move your stuff. There is never another time when you're like, oh, I'll just fly back to Boston, rent another truck, and move, what, half of the storage locker back?
Yeah.
Like, what is your plan?
What's the plan here?
Now is the time you're moving. Now is the time you have a truck. Move all your stuff.
Yes. Now, the Maryland storage, it was really interesting to kind of walk into it because it was a time capsule. I mean, it's a time capsule of like, oh, wow, I remember this desk that I have. You know, I took some of those things back because it was sitting in a room all by itself, right? All that stuff was just in a black, dark space.
Yeah.
If we put value on these things, why would we put it in storage?
I mean, I'm
moving to a place that's already furnished. Why? Why are you doing that? What we're going to do is get four storage lockers and put an entire house in there. And then we're going to forget. Grief is going to shed over our eyes, and we're just going to forget that all this stuff is here.
Yeah. Instead of saving for a down payment on a house or buying a new house, let's just put everything in storage. That way we're paying four times the rent so that just to make sure that we can never afford a house.
They don't have to keep it nice for you.
No, they don't.
No, they don't, right? They don't. So little rodents can come in.
Yeah.
Right? They can come in and they can say, oh my gosh, this is really nice stuff. Then they lived there their entire lifespan.
Right. You found some carcasses.
I found
in there.
And not, I didn't find them while we were there. I didn't find the mice skeletons in the storage bin. I found them in the new place, like going through all the boxes.
Right. Yeah. We unloaded a few things. We put it on the truck. We moved hundreds of miles.
Yes.
And those mouse carcasses came with us on that journey.
Two. Dead bodies.
Right. Dead bodies.
Dead bodies.
Yeah. Speaking of storage lockers and cleaning out the closet.
Oh, no.
We don't have a storage locker, but you use all the closets as a storage locker.
Oh, yeah.
Our entryway is your art storage area. Like, our apartment is cluttered.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much did you spend dry cleaning those dresses you brought back from the storage locker?
Okay. It costs.
It's weird to use the word collectively.
Well, because I took three loads. It costs $325.
$325 to clean the dresses that were garbage that had you'd never seen again, you would have never shed a tear over.
Hey.
But you spent $325.
You're talking about my prom dresses.
Oh, they're your prom dresses? I thought they were your mom's old fashionable 1920s garb.
They were.
Garb. Anyway,
both.
How many of those dresses are going to end up in the trash?
Maybe the prom dresses. Yeah.
You know, people come to our apartment and one of the first comments they'll make is, You have a lot of stuff.
I know, and I never know how to feel about that.
This has been a bonus episode of Grumble Goat.
Thanks for listening.
I'm Veronique Hurley.
I'm Matt Labodka. Please subscribe.
You hate when people say, please subscribe.
Grumble, 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 grumble.
Oh, I can't wait till I have a shelf full of tchotchkes. Is that what you called them?
We did it. We've conquered another one of life's little annoyances. But the truth is, what I really hate is commercials. And I'll wager you do too. And that's why Grumble Goat is proudly commercial-free. But to keep it that way, it takes the support of fellow grumblers like you. If you hate commercials, head on over to our Patreon page and see if becoming a Grumble Kid is right for you. And as always, don't forget to Grumble Goat responsibly and share with a friend.
Grumble, 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 grumble. Pa, 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 pa.